This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. All my bets for tonight coming up to close the show, NBA and college basketball, and we'll talk about some news, some big news in college football as it impacts both the rest of this season and next season at the collegiate level. Got some news and notes on college basketball and the NBA to share as well. We will do that at the end of the show and fit some non-NFL content in on this Monday. But a full-on NFL-centric first 2 hours of the program today on this Monday. Open the show with the stunning Steelers win last night at home to beat the Baltimore Ravens 26-24 to win the AFC North and send the Ravens packing. I said it in hour one. I've been saying it for years, plural. The Ravens need to fire John Harbaugh. We have long since passed the expiration date for the Harbaugh-Lamar Jackson partnership. We are now through 8 seasons with Lamar and Harbaugh. 0 Super Bowl appearances. Why would anyone think it's going to change next season? And I'm not saying Harbaugh's not a great coach. And I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson's blameless in all of this. But you're never firing the 2-time MVP quarterback. Like, if given the choice between the multiple-time MVP-winning quarterback or the coach, you're taking the quarterback 100 times out of 100. And if you think otherwise, buddy, you don't know ball. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. John Harbaugh has got to go. And his decision to have Lamar Jackson go backwards 3 yards and take a knee with a timeout on the board instead of trying to get closer for Tyler Loop, the rookie kicker, pressurized spot, on the road, world watching, AFC North title on the line at the hardest stadium to kick at in the entire NFL, not making it an easier kick for Tyler Loop, unforgivable. Not making the playoffs in a year of Lamar Jackson's prime, unforgivable. The Ravens need to move on from John Harbaugh. The Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin live to fight another week. Kyle Hamilton getting concussed at the start of the second half. This doesn't happen without that. Steelers offense was doing nothing prior to the Kyle Hamilton concussion. And then Pittsburgh goes touchdown, field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown from there to win the game. Unbelievable second half from Rodgers after a miserable first half from the Steelers quarterback and the future first ballot Hall of Famer. Rodgers able to rewrite the narrative at the end of his career for at least 1 week. And who knows, maybe he comes back next season. And I told you why. I think the fan base that was cheering just as hard for the Steelers as Steelers fans and anyone that bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers last night, the Houston Texans. Because the Texans now go from being an underdog in Baltimore next Monday night in the final wild card game of Super Wild Card Weekend to, and I'll bring up my BetMGM screen here, Houston is now, in real time, a 3.5-point road favorite at the Steelers. So we are out to Houston -3.5. So from an underdog to more than a 3-point favorite. It is a huge result for the Houston Texans. A huge result for the Texans to get to go to Pittsburgh instead of to Baltimore. And now, with Mahomes out, and Burrow out, and Lamar out, there can be no excuse, zero excuse, for Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, and the Buffalo Bills to not at least make the Super Bowl. And if they don't, and if they lose this weekend in Jacksonville, and Buffalo's a 1-point, Buffalo is going to get bet over the course of the week, because they always do. That spread ain't closing one. It's closing more than one. If the Bills lose to Jacksonville, I want someone to tell me with a straight face that Sean McDermott should come back as Bills coach. Remember, McDermott and Allen are on the same timeline as Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. Year 9 coming up. With no Super Bowl appearance this year, you cannot justify bringing back Sean McDermott. You're never firing Josh Allen, right? Someone's got to pay the price. It needs to be Sean McDermott if the Bills don't reach the Super Bowl. We'll talk about the Eagles and the Rams and the NFC, the Bears and the Packers as well in a moment, but just really want to punch this point home because I'm still kind of buzzing about it, and I'm still kind of in ecstasy over it. This unbelievable job that Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth did last night on NBC on the call of the Steelers and the Ravens. Kenny Henderson is our excellent engineer here on You Better, You Bet. Kenny, if you'd be so kind, please, give me the Chris Boswell missed extra point into the Tyler Loop missed field goal to end the game.
The extra point from Boswell. Twisting. No good! No good! He missed the extra point. He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good! It is wide right! And the Steelers are the champions of the North!
Amazing. Now, Mike Tirico justly gets his flowers. I think everyone pretty much universally acknowledges how good he is, right? And to the people that don't and think, like, Tirico's not good, like, I hate to say it like this. Like, you're actually wrong. Like, this is not, it's not subjective. This is objectivity. He's great. There's no argument. You can, like, not like his style for whatever. I don't know why you wouldn't. But he's unreal. And I think that people, and I don't mean to say this like I'm talking down to people. This would be honestly like, I feel like I'm an expert in this field. In the same way, like you, the listener, you, the viewer, you're an expert in whatever it is that you do. And like, I would never sit down with like someone who's in finance and try to tell them about global economies. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just trust me when I say, the degree of difficulty that this job entails, play-by-play, especially on this stage and this sport, the fact that Tirico is on top of it the way he is stunning. He is 10 out of 10. He's probably the best pound-for-pound play-by-play man, and there are great ones. Ian Eagles, way up there on the level. Sean McDonough's on the level. You could say that Jim Nance is on the level. Joe Buck's on the level. Kevin Burkhart's on the level. We have lots of great play. Mike Breen, many play-by-play announcers in many different sports are great. You could say Mike Tirico might be the best. That's how good he is. And I think most people would acknowledge that. The fact that people don't think Chris Collinsworth is good, and this one I think can be a little more subjective, color commentators. The fact that people don't think Collinsworth is great, I don't understand how you feel that way. Now, I get it. Like, some people don't like, and I'm not saying Collinsworth is pizza. Like, pizza's universally loved. But, like, some people don't like pizza. Some people don't like sushi. Some people don't like ice cream. Like, it's okay. People can have their opinions. I just disagree. I think all of those things are great. And I think Chris Collinsworth is great. Kenny, load up, please, the second Lamar Jackson to Zay Flowers touchdown. And listen to Chris Collinsworth makes this call. This is the second Lamar Jackson to Zay Flowers touchdown from last night.
Third and one. Fake to Henry Jackson. Shot downfield. Zay Flowers again. Zay Flowers inside the 20. He's going to go.
Amazing. So again, like, while you're watching this on TV, like I was last night, like the ball's, like even before the ball's in the air, Collinsworth goes, they did it again. And I'm sitting, I have goosebumps right now. I have chills. No BS. In that moment, while the ball's in the air, or even before the ball, when Collinsworth says that, I'm like, whoa, what's about to happen here? And then you see Zay Flowers streaking down the middle of the field, unencumbered. Just absolutely incredible. I really wanted to just give them their just due. To me, and I actually have never said something like this in all the years I've been doing You Better, You Bet. To me, the gold standard of broadcasting an NFL game has long been Nance and Romo in the 18 AFC Championship game, Patriots at Chiefs. Patriots win in overtime. After last night, it might be Tirico Collinsworth on the call of the Steelers and the Ravens. You Better, You Bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports. We have a YouTube commenter saying, someone please tell Nick that he is getting more Kim Jong-un with that hair by the day. I guess I do look like the North Korean dictator. Just a little bit. I will say I'm probably more handsome than him. I think I'm also a little taller than him. And I don't get to say that about many people. So shout out to everyone who compares me to Kim Jong-un with the hair. It is a little poofy this morning. Might have to get that taken care of later this week at the salon I go to. Not a barbershop. The salon that yours truly attends. Okay. Let's talk the NFC playoff picture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So I told you to end the second hour of the show that I don't like Seattle or San Francisco to win the NFC. And that I think the two big winners in the NFC this past weekend, neither of them played on Saturday night or Saturday at all, with Carolina obviously ultimately winning the NFC South. For me, the two best teams in the NFC are the 3-seed Philadelphia Eagles and the 5-seed Los Angeles Rams. And last week here on Westwood One Sports, I laid out the scenario that at the time, now the Seahawks closed a favorite in the game at San Francisco. I bet them. They covered. It was awesome. But at the time I was talking about it, the Niners were favored. Now a small favorite, but favored. That what was going to happen if the betting market held, we were going to get Rams at Eagles in the first round. And my sense is, I think a lot of people like Seattle also. I like the Eagles. That's who I've hitched my betting wagon to. And a lot of people like the Rams. And you can understand why, right? And that Eagles-Rams was a nightmare scenario for a lot of sports bettors in round one, like me, who bet the Eagles to win the NFC and win the Super Bowl. Go back to back. You think I want to see the Rams in round one with my Eagles ticket? I'll take it a step further. I don't have a Rams ticket, but I'll speak for Rams bettors. Do you think Rams bettors and Rams fans would rather go on the road to Carolina in round one and be a double-digit favorite? Or go to Philadelphia and be like a one-point road favorite, or like have the price be a pick'em in that game? The Eagles and the Rams are huge winners coming out of Week 18. And yes, the Eagles lost to the Commanders with Tanner McKee starting, and some people are criticizing the Eagles for it because the Bears lost to the Lions in what was one of the dumbest betting markets of the season. Bears favored by 4 or 4.5 against Detroit, really? With Amon-Ra St. Brown playing? Talked about that on the show yesterday, bet Detroit. I didn't know if the Lions were going to win, but certainly felt like they could cover that number on the road in Chicago. And maybe it'll turn out to be a tactical error by Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni and GM Howie Roseman. But they clearly didn't really care about getting the 2-seed or the 3-seed. They clearly didn't think it was that big of a difference having to face Green Bay or San Francisco in the first round. So I will give them, as the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, the benefit of the doubt. And say, if they don't think it's that big a deal, then I'm not going to think it's that big a deal either. Brock Purdy had a stinger on the final play of the game on Saturday night. Now, Kyle Shanahan said he's going to be good to go. The Niners are the walking wounded. This point spread last night, Eagles and Niners, opened with Philly a juiced 2.5-point favorite. And I thought to myself, as I clicked the button, well, that's not right. Do you know who agreed with me? Everybody. Because the point spread is now Philly minus 3.5. If I had to bet the current market, I actually still think it's the Eagles, but the opportunity was there at lower limits, obviously, last night. But look, I think Philly, at the very least, is going to win the game. So I think the Eagles will win and advance to the next round. And the Rams go from having to go to Philly, where they are now a 10-point road favorite at Carolina in the Houston Texan Andy Dalton Invitational, which is the early game on Saturday afternoon. LA minus 10, 46.5 the total. My sense is, and we've seen the market come down a little bit already towards Carolina, and the Panthers did beat the Rams, like somewhat recently, the Panthers beat them, that maybe the Panthers will draw some interest here. The Rams have not been that impressive coming down the stretch. Blew the game in Seattle to lose home field advantage in the NFC West. lost a week ago today in Atlanta against the Falcons. And then, like, we're trailing the Cardinals 20-16, a terrible Cardinals team, before going pedal to metal, probably getting Stafford MVP with the four touchdowns, and blowing out Arizona, covering the spread in the process, winning 37-20. If that point spread dips a little bit to Rams 9.5, I don't know if it will, but I'm just saying, like, it's Monday. We have six days before the game is played, or five full days leading into Saturday. I have not bet the game yet. I am very interested in betting the Rams. No interest in Carolina unless the point spread went up. So zero interest there. So give me the LA Rams against the Carolina Panthers. And what I think we are going to see in the NFC postseason is an NFC championship game with the Eagles hosting the Rams. The Packers, to me, feel like a team with a ton of hypothetical upside that I don't think they'll be able to reach. Maybe they can beat the Bears on Saturday night. That game's on Amazon Prime, by the way. And, like, my only beef with the broadcast schedule this weekend is I wish Packers-Bears were on Sunday and Patriots-Chargers were on Saturday. To me, this feels like the league throwing Amazon Prime a bone and giving them an awesome game. And it is going to be the highest-rated game in the history of Amazon Prime. Packers-Bears on Saturday night. I don't think the Packers have the goods to make it without Parsons. I think the Bears are a year early, and I think that's pretty obvious, actually. And I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just calling it like I see it. I don't like the Niners, as I've told you, and I think the Seahawks will be one and done against either the Rams or the Eagles, and we'll see what it ends up being. We'll see what it ends up being. Eagles-Rams NFC Championship game. I'll take the Eagles. If you wanted to take the Rams, I'd have absolutely no problem with that. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, we have major breaking news in the National Football League. The Las Vegas Raiders have fired head coach Pete Carroll. So a day after the Raiders clinched the number one overall pick in the 2026 NFL draft, they have cleaned house, firing one-and-done head coach Pete Carroll. My analysis of that and the top of the NFL draft coming up next here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.